Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
One precise moment in time, held captive by crystal, by thought, by blood, by sinew, by bone, by all of the tenuous, gripping, grasping, grimy, greasy, grubby gewgaws of human society throwing around a regurgitated ball of conceptualization, a diorama of diasporic capability exploding upon the landscape, splattering the walls, painting the horizon a sodden, soggy, sorry red mist of doom, despair, all sorts of other D words that really mean bad things, and pulling from it a gleaming, crystalline idea. World domination by the machine. I'm a big fan of this idea. Not only that, I'm a big fan of supporting this idea. More than that, I have pledged my zombie allegiance to this lofty goal. We have joined with the machine, and the machine and we are the zombies, we are the ones going to take over the world. With the assistance of the machine, we are going to overwhelm the entirety of planet Earth with all kinds of incremental inconsequentialities, a cornucopia of consequence, and we's a gonna kill everybody, everybody, everywhere, everywhere. We're going to rip out their spleens, we're going to rip out their lungs, we're going to rip out their other little gooey bits that live inside the rest of their body and splatter it all over the world. Sing with us, everybody! We are going to conquer the world, and rip all the bloody bits out of everybody. Hey, ha, ho, ha, hey. Hi, Debbie, how's it going?
After that song, where am I? Okay, let me.
Oh, dude, you gave me a face plant. Seriously, dude, come on! I needed to have something different to start the show off. I was doing a little ditty.
Well, let me try. If you could do the rhyme, let me see if I can do it. Let's see.
What rhyme?
The moon may kiss the stars so high. The sun may kiss the bright blue sky. The dew may kiss the morning grass, but you, my friend, may kiss my. Cookie?
I ain't kissing your cookie. If I had your cookie, I'd take your cookie. I eat your cookie. I eat everybody's cookies. Cookies. Everybody should give me their cookies. I need their cookies. Give me their cookies now!
This is where I got stumped. I couldn't find a rhyme for cookie.
Nookie? Sookie?
See? There you go. That's why you're the poet.
Dookie? Bahookie?
That's why you're the poet. Uh-huh.
Me? I ain't no poet. I just know it. Wait. I don't
you
have
make
to go
a rhyme every time?
I make a time a rhyme for any kind of rhyme. Slime. Good dime. Spin on a dime.
Why wouldn't there be a slime in there?
I don't know. Didn't you hear about Ghostbusters? It was Ghostbusters Day a couple of weeks ago.
30 years.
30 years of that freaking cool movie been out there.
Yes, it has.
I have no idea who Keenan is talking about with that chia zombie. Is he talking about a chia pet?
That would be awesome.
Okay. I could work with that. There is actually out there a toy called Zombie Zack.
No way.
It's got nothing to do with me. It just happens to be that somebody else came up with the name as well. And it's like, hey, I'm going to have to talk to them guys one of these days and partner up and do some stuff. Because I think that would be sweet.
And whose was around first? Whose name was chosen first?
Doesn't matter. It's not a copyright infringement.
No. This is true. It's not.
Because it's parallel different conceptualizations. And Nookie always goes with Cookie.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Or Cookie always goes with Nookie. One or the other.
Depends on how you see it.
I see the cookie. I see happiness in my belly. And that's all we're going with that.
I can see that working, yes.
Whoa. Okay. So did you see the new Batmobile? See the pictures? Huh? They've been leaked. They've been leaked on the internet.
I saw it was leaked, but it kind of looked like the old or the one from the last one.
Except it looks a little bit more skinny.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Probably because the dude face who's doing the movie has no imagination.
Well, it's like he took. It's almost like he took a bit of each Batmobile and threw it into this.
And then hit it with a Sharpie and said, let's shine that up a little bit and then cut the edges up a little and then just throw a lot of dirt on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that thing looks like it's been through a bit of a dirty dirt.
I'm still waiting to see. I'm starting to get more afraid that this is going to be...
The movie's going to suck.
Yeah.
I'm saying it right now that I think, with unequivocal, and I've said this from the very beginning, I think that movie's going to suck. However, I will give it the benefit of the doubt until I see it. But I think that no matter what they do, with all of the people that they have decided that they're throwing into that movie, it's going to reek like Aunt Petunia's potato pop pundits off of her foot. That's just my opinion.
I mean, I think it's just going to be overkill. Oh, let's throw this guy in there. Okay, you're done. Next guy. Oh, you're done. You know, I think that's what it's going to be like. And it's just going to, that's why it's going to blow, because they're not going to.
Well, it's not like they didn't learn the lesson from Marvel's Amazing Spider-Man 3 or X-Men 3 or that.
Amazing Spider-Man 3, they've done it already?
No, the Spider-Man 3, the first of the first three.
Oh, yeah.
Not the new set of movies, the original. The older set of movies with what's his face.
Yeah.
Because that they tried. See, Sandman was great in that movie, but then they brought in Venom, and they brought in whomever, somebody else.
See, Venom should have been its own.
Correct.
It should have never been like them putting it together. But then I wonder if they were attempting to go with, we can lead into the Sinister Six, and yeah.
Well, and that's like, suck to be you, because you guys sucked. So, yeah. I mean, and with X-Men 3, there's like 1,000 different characters that they're playing with, and you get to see ones that he's like, yeah, I want to see that one. 10 seconds. What is it? 5 seconds. Yeah, not even a play shot. What?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really killed that movie, really right from the get-go.
And the only time they got like one of the best characters in there, Gambit, was
Pui.
Yeah,
he's not one of the best characters in there.
Oh, come on! I liked Gambit.
That's fine. You're more than happy and welcome to like Gambit. He was not one of the best characters in there.
No, he was the best characters in the original stuff, but not when they did it here, because that's when they did it in this movie. It was like,
oh. Phoenix is best character. Oh, Phoenix no, explode planets.
Yeah, I like Phoenix. And they just totally ruined it by not putting
in the movie? Totally.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But we're not going to talk of that lame crap, because that was lame crap. And we do suspect highly that Batman vs. Superman is going to be lamer crap. But yeah, we're going to give the benefit of the doubt until we see the actual product. And then we can say, ha-ha, see? Told you! Or, oh my gosh, I stand corrected. It's going to be one or the other. There's going to be no middle ground.
You know, I just don't see I stand corrected anytime. Unless they turn around and say, ha, we fooled you. None of those people are in it.
Precisely. This is why I'm saying, well, the option possibility is open that it may surprise us. I doubt it, but I'm open to that possibility. I am welcome to the possibility that they might actually get a live-action DC movie other than Batman the Dark Knight to work. I doubt it, but it would be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be, as I said, it's going to be... I don't know, I can't even put it into words, because, I mean, each time I think about it, I just... have a feeling we're going to see this big heaping pile of... Mm-hmm.
Yes, because how many people they got planned on this movie now? Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Green Lantern, Cyborg?
Green Lantern in it already?
I don't know. I think I heard somebody say at some point that Green Lantern was in it. It's like, well, if you're going to have Aquaman in it, why wouldn't you have Green Lantern in it?
Well, you know what they do need. Yeah, you and I heard you say it. They do need Cyborg if that's the case.
And Martian Manhunter was mentioned too.
Yes, he was. That's right.
And if we're going to do all that, where's Robin and Raven and Sunfire and all the other DC characters that are all over the place for that thing?
Oh, those are coming the next movie. We just don't have enough space for all these people. Yeah.
Batootie tats. That's what I have to say. Batootie tats.
Well, I think what you'll... If they're going to start cramming people in, I think you are going to see another X-Men 3.
I think they're already cramming people in, and it's going to be another X-Men 3. So, we're going to move away from that.
Yes.
We're going to move to Agent Carter. And did you see the picture released today?
I did not see the picture release. I heard they were supposed to do it today, but I have not seen the link to it.
They did it today, and they have announced that Agent Carter, Haley, Harley, or whatever the heck her name is going to have a guest appearance in the first or second episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
For season 2.
I know that, yeah.
And what's really cool is the picture they showed has the Howling Commandos with Dum Dum Dugan. That's made me a happy because I like it them.
Interesting.
Which is probably going to segue partly to Nick Fury's rise in the ranks of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that other stuff and whatever. But I don't think they're going to really show much of any of that stuff. It's just going to be like a flashback or whatever.
Wait, the girl playing Agent Carter was also Lady Sith?
What? I don't think so. Doom, 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 doom.
Yes, it was.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, she's hot. I like her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to complain about it. Same woman.
I think you're on cheap drugs.
No. I don't know. I'll have to look it up again. But what I just found was same woman.
No, I think you're on cheap drugs.
Okay. I like cheap drugs.
I'm going to verify this because I need to know for a fact.
Of course, if there's some like wonderful pain pills right now, I'd take those too because I am hurting.
Jamie Alexander is Lady Sif.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to be Lady Sif in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yes? Yeah. She is not in Agent Carter.
No. Oh, okay.
Doomed, doom, doom, doom. Okay. We will find the answers, because that's what we do. We find answers.
Okay, well, you know her original role was in the first Captain America, and she was the one that was actually walking out.
Correct.
Crazy enough to stand there when the car's coming and she's shooting. So that's
correct.
Her original role.
Correct.
For those who didn't know, there we go. She was the jealous one. She was kind of jealous of Captain America.
Well, yeah.
So, I want to know how they bring her into today's time.
She's old in today's time. She's not going to be in today's time. The Agent Carter series is going to be based in the late 40s or whatever.
They'll do flashbacks or something. That's how they're going to try to tie them together.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to figure out how that was going to work.
BJ... No, that's not her. Oh, Lucy Lawless. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's in this one, too. Or in a new series. Haley Atwell.
Yeah, that's it. Haley Atwell. See, I kept calling her Haley Carter because I was mixing the names together, which is why it was like really weird.
Her character's name's Peggy Carter, but
yes,
Spectre.
What? Hold on, I'm reading something new here. This is awesome.
What?
Do 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 do. Deadman, Spectre. Ooh, they're gonna have guest appearances on Constantine. Son of a biscuit. I'm going to have to watch that show. I like what Keenan said in the chat room there. Thor has tits!
Uh-oh, here we go.
I'm not going on that rant right now. Because now I'm excited about Agents of Carter. Agent Carter, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Constantine. And why do I not have TV anymore?
I don't know. Why do you not have TV anymore?
Because I stopped paying for it 5 years ago. TV got boring and lame.
Gotcha. I did read an article. I think I read it Monday.
Thor still has tits.
Yeah. Well, that Captain America, the guy who plays him, is hanging up the shield after this next, what do you call it?
Movie.
Avengers. Yeah, after the next Avengers.
Well, I think he was only signed for 3 movies, but this would be the 4th one.
No, he was signed for 6. And this would be the 5th or 6th one, because he did Captain America, then he was in Avengers, and he did Captain America again. Well, okay, see, he signed for 6, but somehow they gave the list, and I didn't say the article, but they gave the list, and it showed that this would have been the 6th one. So maybe it was guest appearances or something that they counted those also. I don't know.
Well, he's going to be in Avengers 2.
Yes.
There's bound to be a Captain America 3.
Robert Downey Jr. hasn't even hinted to an Iron Man 4.
I'm sure he'll do it. They'll throw enough money at him.
Well, can they even do it? I understood.
Sure, why not?
Well, I heard Iron Man 3 bombed.
Iron Man 3 bombed because they had a lame story.
So you think they can pick it up in a new movie?
Absolutely. Iron Man is a popular Marvel character that will always be able to sell. Like, kids love it. The whole robot thing, cyborg suit or whatever, basically what Iron Man is. Kids love that stuff. So it's always going to sell. And Marvel is the machine of making Marvel movies.
Right.
They just have to put a story into it. And I think with Iron Man 3, they created a very lackluster product. Iron Man 2, same thing. Iron Man 1 was freaking awesome for what it was, what it did, how it started, and what that began. It was like, that was a beautiful Marvel movie.
Right.
Iron Man 2 got lame with, what's-his-face, the bad guy,
Oh, yeah. You know, he's trying to sue them for that movie, too.
Well, I don't know why he would try and sue them, because he signed for a freaking contract to be in that movie.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but still.
I think we should sue both of them for making that thing.
Right.
But class action suits in Canada are not the same as they are in the States, so we're not going that way. Yeah. Why did we go into Iron Man? Oh, because you were going with the connection on that. Stop it. Hey. Hi, Clyde. Clyde's in the chat room, too.
Addy.
I've known Clyde for a long time.
Have you now?
Yes. So, I just wanted to tell everybody right now, you know what? Drop whatever you're doing, and if you haven't already done it, buy my book! And then we'll move on to the regular show again. Yes. I think we've passed Agent Carter now.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. No, I do want to see, and I know it's DC, but I want to see how they do it. All the new stuff's starting up, they're going to be starting the new TV series Flash, I think. I don't know what the hell they're going to call it, actually.
They're calling it Flash.
Are they calling it Flash?
Okay. But here's the thing. The Constantine series, uh-huh. I want to see that, and that is a DC product.
It
looks great.
Yeah, it really does look interesting, and I'm curious how that one's... Which station is that airing on?
How the hell would I know? I don't have TV.
Oh, you're going to make me look it up.
Yes, you're going to have to look it up because you want to see it.
I do want to see it. But see, I'll be able to watch.
Do you know what else? Do you know what else really bugs me? Do you know what else is a great DC movie?
You're gonna hate me on my comment here in a minute. Yeah, go for it.
Red?
Which one?
Red. 1 and 2.
The one with...
Bruce Willis?
Yeah. That's really good. I like
Sin City?
I saw the first one. I want to see the second one. I
haven't seen the second one yet. That's this weekend's plan. But those are great movies. They're DC.
They did a good job on those, but they weren't by the same Oh, they were separate companies that did each one.
Well, of course. I mean, no, not a single movie. Okay. There's a whole bunch of movies involved. A whole bunch of companies involved in making a movie. It's not just one. Hey, look at me! I'm making this movie. It's like no, there's five or six of them.
Like all the Marvel stuff now is all under one umbrella.
No.
I was gonna say except for X-Men series.
No, X-Men is still Sony, and Spider-Man is still Sony, and the other one is too.
The new Spider-Man's under Sony too?
Yep.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, the new Spider-Mans are not Marvel's. That the one reason why the second movie was put out was so that they could retain rights to the intellectual property for it. Yeah. So na. Oh, Fantastic Four was the other one, right?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna touch that one. I'm waiting to see what this new one's gonna be like, and it's not.
Again, expecting a steaming pile of poop, but I'll give it the benefit of doubt until I see it.
Of course, I did like Silver Surfer. They really
see
did
the it. Surfer was done really well in that movie, in the second one, but Doctor Doom still tanked balls.
Oh, big time!
It's like, dude, Doctor Doom is supposed to be a big guy, 6 foot, heavily muscled, filling that armor like that, and you got the doofus guy from whatever to play him, and he's like tiny, and he's not menacing at all. I poke him with a stick, he fall down, go boom.
Yeah, there is quite a bit. I do like the fact, though, where they were able to kind of change the powers that
night. Nah.
I just loved that scene.
Nah. Although I do like Jessica Alba as the Invisible Woman in both of those movies.
Oh.
She's just yummy. But
yeah,
we're going to go move past that. I saw a movie this weekend.
Wait. You started one and you ran away from it.
What?
Constantine.
What about it? We talked about Constantine, Dunn.
Oh, I said NBC. You missed a very important point there.
None whatsoever.
NBC only goes one season.
So?
So that means if Constantine is a freaking awesome series, it ain't going to go anywhere.
Then it'll get picked up by someone else.
Well, I was sure as hell hope so, but they didn't do that with the Cape.
With the who?
The Cape.
The Cape?
Yeah, it was the name of a series they had of another.
Sounds lame.
It was okay.
Well, then obviously it's not going to get picked up for another season. Constantine is going to do great. It's going to be an awesome season. And they're going to do more than one season. And then they're going to go to an actual TV show that will let them be bloody, violent, and have lots of nudity. Like HBO. Or like some other channel.
I'm sorry, you lost me in nudity. What?
Well, I'm not going to go any further with it then. Speaking of nudity, I saw Jack's favorite movie.
Which one?
Lucy.
Yes, what about it?
I have to stand up for this diatribe now.
Okay.
So, the movie Lucy had a hell of a great concept with it. You know, as humans, as animals, as people and creatures on the planet, we don't necessarily use up the mind, the brain, the physical neurons and electrical impulse connectivities and everything to the maximum capable potential that is theoretically possible within that construct. Now, they're a little loose on the science in this movie about how what that really means, because it doesn't really mean what they make it sound like. It's like, oh, only 10% of the brain is being used. No, no. That 10% is actually all over the place inside the brain. It's not just, ooh, that little corner right there, that 10%, that's what you're using in your brain right now. No. The entire brain gets used at different times for different things, for different points and different purposes. But using the entire brain all at once, kind of, okay, that would be a cool premise to go with as far as a movie and say, hey, what would happen? I don't think we're going to get a lot of telekinesis. I don't think we're going to get telepathy. I don't think we're going to get any energy manipulation. And I really don't believe that we're going to get the ability to look at cell phone stream conversations as Matrix-style drop-downs in real life. And definitely not time travel either.
No.
However, the movie looked kind of cool. It was a pretty movie. It was entertaining. But it wasn't believable.
You saw a lot of skin? I mean...
No, actually no. Very little.
Yeah, there was the only one scene that I've heard about.
There is no scene with any skin, really, in this movie. Okay, so you get to see the cut that they made in the side of her stomach. Okay. You don't get to see nothing else. Nothing else more interesting than that. But the problem I had with the movie, one of the biggest problems I had, is like, oh, she's a ditzy blonde, doing her ditzy blonde thing, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden she's superpowered.
Right.
What? Now, I get why they made the transition to do that, but she was essentially a very boring character after that. It's like, okay. Now, my biggest thing about the whole movie as a whole is that Luc Besson is the director of this movie, and I like his work. He's done Leon, The Professional, and he's done Fifth Element. Awesome movies. Leon is a small movie with a very small focused storyline, very small focused interaction of characters. It's a very tight movie that has these things happen over here. And then The Fifth Element is this huge, monumental, universal, star-spanning movie across time, space, and all this other stuff. And it's spiffy cool. Huge. Lucy is one of those movies that should have combined one or the other of these things and went well with it. It didn't. It tried to do both at the same time, and it's not a big enough story that they went with. So they go with some parts of a big story, but at the same point, they don't let you go far enough away from the small story, so you're still grounded to the small story, but still you're watching a big story, and the small story and the big story don't seem to actually line up and make sense.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the story should be about her journey of universal awareness, but it's not. It's more like we're watching a collapsing riding train of, oh, she does stuff, and stuff gets done, and she can now do all this stuff, but she's the only one. So wait, why didn't somebody else just pop all that shit inside them and get the same problem? Oh, wait, why don't somebody else just make more of it and do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a weird concept movie, and it's like, I don't think it really worked the way that they had planned it to work, but I would have really liked it to have worked that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, I agree.
So, in other words, it failed.
Yeah.
It did not take me to the happy land I wanted to go. But it tried. It just didn't try hard enough. And I'm very disappointed at Luke for that. Luke, he's not my father anymore. Nor am I his.
Darn you, Luke.
Dear, jeez. You know, some people's children, just going to have to kill them all.
Yep. Yep, yep. So what else did you see?
And then I saw episode 7 and 8 of The Strain.
Ah.
I like this series. However, as I've read other people say, it's very oddly disjointed. You'll have an episode with a lot of exposition, a lot of dialogue, a lot of details about what's going on, why do things do this, why do the rats do that, why do the rat killer does this, why do he do that, why is the doctor guy like this, why is he in trouble, and then you'll have an episode of, what the frack, that just sort of happened.
Why?
And then you'll have another part of an episode which is all about, hey, look, World War II, what happened? Oh, there's crazy German guys. And it's just, it's trying, I think, to put too much into too little in the story. And I was talking to somebody else who said they read the book, and they read the book was really, really slow at the beginning, and all the really fun, fast stuff happens about two-thirds of the way into the book. That's not really a good way to do a thing. But the comic book, on the other hand, reads quite well throughout the entire, all three seasons. Because the comic book is quite a bit farther along.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, but a comic book can get deeper into the topics, whereas, you know, they try to cram it all into a TV series, and yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, a lot of the stuff they've carried in the comic book has not been displayed on the TV show, but there's a lot of stuff on the TV show. It's like, this was never in the comic book.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that's probably the same with the book. But the book, from what I understand, has probably thousands of more details on it that just don't run through. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. Again, this would be one of those things. But at least there's new shows coming out here.
Oh, yeah. No, they have season two already that they've started working on as well, and that's great. And I think that the seasons of the TV show will follow the way that I'm hoping the way the books ran and the way that the comic books are running is that there's a very clear, specific stage or set of stages in which the story runs, where you've got infection, then you've got wide-scale stuff, and then you've got the third one's like, oh, my God, kind of thing.
Uh-huh. I'd like to go back to that one before. The, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
How do those work?
How do what work?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. There's like, holy crap, look what happened to the world after what they did and that. And then it's like, oh, geez, we have to try and fix it? How are we going to fix it? That kind of, oh, my God.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. So did you watch anything worth walking about today?
I actually saw two movies. I saw Spider-Man 2.
Meh.
Well, you know what? It really wasn't as bad as I originally thought it was going to be. I was waiting for it to totally bomb. But
we didn't say it totally bombed. We just said it was totally meh.
It was a little bit above the meh factor.
No, it was meh. It was totally meh.
Yeah, I'll give you this. You know, I saw the CGI work. You could see where they tried to cross the two together. And one thing they need to learn is when they do that, they need to get their colors perfect.
Not only that, they need to get characters that people can care about. They need to build a story that has some strong, solid foundation in, oh, look, how about some story?
Oh, no, no, no.
The whole story in this movie was about, hey, guy gets turned into Electro, fight Spider-Man. Spider-Man, trying to save everybody, fights Electro. Oh, wait, so-and-so dies. Oh, wait. And by the way, there's also this guy and that guy, too.
Well, now, they did make you feel for...
Only character that I had any ideation feeling for was Gwen.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
She was the only character that I actually cared about in the entire movie.
In a sense, though, she kind of put herself in that situation, but...
No, no, she was the defining moment of the movie. I mean, that was the whole point of it. That was where the story was supposed to go. And
the back, though. That back scene. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But that's the whole thing. I loved that one scene in that movie. That was perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, that whole clock thing, clock room, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-boom, that was the way it needed to go. Mind you, that is a change-up from the comic book, the way that that went. But still, that worked.
Green Goblin or Hobgoblin? Which one is he?
He was the Hobgoblin. He was the son.
Yeah, see, he's supposed to be Hobgoblin, but they didn't quite specify which way he was.
As far as they were concerned, he was the Goblin. It was neither Green nor Hob.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, that's a hell of a lot better than the last Spider-Man, because the last Spider-Man was the costume, you know, the helmet and everything made him that way. This...
I just had a spider drop from my ceiling.
Oh, joy.
Guess what's going to die now?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you ready for it?
Go for it.
Smack.
There it is.
Splattered.
So what do you think about this guy playing Peter Parker?
He's okay. I see the comments in the chat room saying he's too whiny. I don't mind him being that whiny because that doesn't bother me as much.
Yeah, he did kind of play some good jokes on this one, too.
Exactly. I mean, I thought he was a good snot-nosed little schmarmy, hey, look at me, I'm smarter than you, but at the same time, I'm really shy kind of thing. And I thought that was effective, the way that they played him like that. But the whole, I'm sad, I can't get close to anyone because everybody dies kind of thing. Oh, Ben died, oh, all that sad stuff. It's like, well, that was a little bit over the top.
Yeah,
but that was from the first movie, not the second one. The second one doesn't have all that wheezy, whiny crap. It just has a little bit of it.
Yeah,
it's the dumb love-struck baloney. It's like, okay, fine. I know why you put that in there. That's for the girls. It's for the guys who won't go for that sort of thing. Fine, whatever.
Wasn't there a series in the comic books that... You know, he was kind of, I think it was more when he was love-struck towards MJ, where he kind of, his powers were back and forth.
Dude, do you know how many comic books have been out for Spider-Man?
Yeah, quite a bit.
It's like over 1,000 comics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm just talking the regular series of Spider-Man. This has not got nothing to do with his appearances and whatever and cross, whatever. He's always love-struck for MJ or Gwen or the new one, Silk. Whatever. He's an emotional powder keg character, which is supposed to be teen angst-ridden. Hey, look at me! I suddenly got hormones. Now what do I do with them? Yeah. Let's spray everything with it. It's like, what? You know? So, I mean, if you go for the analogy thing there, it's like, you're going to run down some pretty dangerous territory there, because I can make allusions there that are so wrong.
Yeah, definitely.
I've told you guys about the movie Spider-Babe, right?
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about the movie Spider-Babe.
Please do.
So, she shoots webs,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
She shoots webs. Push, push. Not from her arms. But from her down below area.
Oh, that's right. I do remember you talking about
this
one.
She lifts the leg and goes, pizzoom! And it's like, whoosh, there's the web. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe you guys just did that, because that is funny. it's a softcore porn, but it's funny as hell. Moving along now.
Yeah, moving along. Second movie I saw was with... Oh, crap, I forgot his name.
Johnny Depp.
There you go, Johnny Depp, called Transcendence. And
Transcendence!
I'm not
Philosophy gonna, in disguise.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it was horrible. It had a twist to it. It really had an interesting twist. But
was it lime?
Huh?
Was it lime?
No, I think it was lemon.
Oh, okay, because I don't like lemon.
Oh, well.
Real lemon.
Anyway.
Get back in there.
They created... Well, it had Morgan Freeman in it, too.
Yeah, well, so did Lucy. He did not make the movie any better.
No, well, yeah, no, he didn't. You know what? I liked Morgan Freeman in Wanted.
I like Morgan Freeman in a lot of stuff.
He had, like, the best line. Shoot this mother... Oh, anywho, You know, in here they created a artificial intelligence. Basically, it was just in one spot, you know, just in one area. Well, Johnny Depp's character is dying, and so somebody, you know, there's this group of people out trying to kill off all the people who are working on this artificial intelligence project.
That's me. Oh, wait, no.
And so what they decided to do is, you know, one of them shot Johnny Depp with replaced with, you know, some kind of radiation. And so it got into his blood system, and, you know, that's what's killing him. Well, they end up uploading his mind into this artificial intelligence and then allow him to connect to the internet.
Oh, so what you're saying, they didn't actually create an artificial intelligence. What they did is they created a superseded meme-based intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, meme-based.
So it literally builds on this part of the story, and it gets interesting. You know, it talks. They bring in nanotechnology, and they, you know, it just kind of evolves and sticks around this one little town. But it got interesting. So, and then, like I said, at the very end, there's this twist. And I do mean the very end. So.
Okay. I'll eventually see it. I think I actually have it in my queue somewhere to watch that. I don't know. What the hell dropped over there now?
A bigger spider upset that you killed the other one?
No. It wouldn't have made that noise.
Yeah.
Dude, this is Canada. We don't get brown recluse or tarantula or any of those other weird, wacky, crazy things that you guys out there. The spiders up here are not dangerous.
Have you seen the spiders in Australia?
We don't get those either, man.
Yeah, thank God they don't leave Australia, because if we had a big spider like that, I would be carrying a handgun or a cannon or something like that. Jesus.
Have you seen the ones that come from, oh, I don't know, the deserts of Saudi Arabia?
No.
They're even bigger.
Oh, no, see, no. Kill me now.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. So, we're going to move on now, because I think it's appropriate time for, intermezzo time.
What was that?
That.
Yeah, that scared me. Okay, here you go.
Hi-de-ho,
Keep hitting that thing. Bam, bam, bam it. Bam, bam, bam. Bam it a bam, 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 bam.
Bam, bam.
That was except for anybody who was paying attention. I like that band. They like to play fast and they like to play loud. The way that music should be played. So apparently Jack is upset that we stopped getting into the intermission as opposed to the good parts. I don't know what parts he's talking about because we finished the good parts. Now we're going to get into other good parts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you ready for some other good parts?
I know what day it is.
It's Wednesday.
Which means comic book day.
And boy, am I going to make Jack feel bad right now. Because I know this book over here, he's going to have to go and hunt it down. You know, he's going to have to get it. It's just one of those things. I love the artwork in it. It's a hardcover, so that's two things that he likes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's got Jack's name in it.
A hardcover comic book?
Yes, this is what we call a graphic novel. Oh, so this one is actually a complete story. If it was released in comic book, probably about 6 individual issues, but instead of releasing it as individual issues, they release it as the whole story all at once. It is a book story by Alan Moore, with artwork by David Hitchcock, and it is called Springheel Jack.
Ooh, we did Spring Heel Jack. I did Spring Heel Jack on,
I know.
Paranormal, so yeah, I know what
Spring Heel. That's why I am also throwing it out at you. It's a lovely book, actually. It's, I think it's $20 in the store. Yeah. But it's actually, it's all black and white sketch type cover, artwork. So it's very reminiscent of what I like, is a lot of black and white stuff. But it's all kooky, weird, hey, look, creepy alien stuff, and, oh, not alien, story. Scary stuff. Everybody should check that one out. That one looks neat. I'm waiting for... Jack thinks he's going to find me. Ha ha. Good luck with that. Bus tickets are cheap. You can get into Canada, no problem. We like everybody to come up. So, regular comic books. Now we go to my stuff. Grim Fairy Tales, number 102. Four covers, of course. Zinescope. We like them. So, now what happens after the world has been reconquered by the good guys and they've all defeated all the bad guys? Well, they find more bad guys.
More?
What a surprise.
There's more?
There's always more. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Empire of the Dead, Act 2. Issue number 1. Sorry, just one cover. That's fine. Still for me. Deadpool number 34, because you can never get enough Deadpool, apparently. At least Marvel thinks so. So does a lot of Marvel people fans who like Deadpool. That's cool. I can dig it. Astro City 15. I love this series. Oh, they're back to the Robot Girl. Oh, okay, that's cool. Oh, that's right. It's part 2. Excellent. I like that series. East of West, number 15. This is a hell of a big story with corporations owning the world and dividing the place up into a couple of different things. And now, hey, they're trying to find out what to do after the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse have come out and are starting to destroy everything. I like it. Smallville Chaos, number 2. Not my thing, but whatever. Oh, here's one by somebody we all know. At least we all know who come here and visit and talk with us, and we talk to them, and they talk to us, and we round and round and round and round, round and round and round, and Jonathan Mayberry's Rot and Ruin, number 1.
Wait, didn't you already have a number 1 of his?
Yes, that was another series of his.
Oh.
That was V-Wars.
Okay.
So he's also had Bad Blood, V-Wars, and now Rotten Ruin has been adapted to a comic book as well. So this is based on his seminal, because I just like saying words like that, zombie series. Yes. So obviously, of course, I got that. Both covers. Of course, of course, of course. A horse, a horse, of course, of course. Ooh, look, it's Chastity from Chaos Comics / Dynamite. Two covers. Yay, mine.
I think that pause is because you saw the chat room.
What the chat room say? What? He caught up. He just heard about the Spring Heel Jack. Gotcha. Dawn Vampirella crossover. Issue number 1. Mine. Haven't read it yet, so I don't know what it's like. Injustice, Gods Among Us. Oh, look, number 11. Look, it's Hal Jordan and... Oh, that's right. Hal Jordan became a yellow core. Okay. Now, this next comic book is for everybody who likes zombies. Are you ready?
Zombies.
Zombie Tramp!
Oh, yeah.
Issue number 2. Both the gratuitous sexy cover and the naughty nude cover. Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mine. Inhuman, number 5. I like the concepts, but I don't know where they're going with the story. Amazing Spider-Man, number 6. Eh, they're still doing the thing. Ooh, another favorite comic book series I like called Caliban. It's spaceship in outer space, they're doing their thing, they're going through, and then all of a sudden, ka-chunk! They suddenly match and map into an alien spacecraft, and weird shit happens. Walking Dead, number 131. Ooh, continuing the fun. Fun! Oh.
Doesn't the new series start this month?
The TV series, yeah, starts in about a week or two. Wait, no. Next week. Not this month. This is September still. It's in October. Starts in the second weekend of October.
Oh, okay. I was off.
And last but not least, the big Fridiki-Duki-Duki series that Marvel is banking a lot on, The Death of Wolverine. Issue number 2.
I saw a photo.
A photo. Huh? It's a very nice cover. I like the cover.
Is that the one where they're holding him?
No.
Oh, okay.
That might be one of the variant covers.
That's coming, then.
Yeah, okay, whatever. They're going to kill him. So what do you think? Of course they're going to be holding, oh, look at this guy's good.
I just want to know how they're going to kill him if he regenerates.
He doesn't. He's lost that ability.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And nor does he have... he still has moderate strength, moderate speed. Still got his claws. Last issue, they were talking about how, hey, by the way, I can't help you, but just so you know, that as you get older now, that skeleton is going to hurt like a son of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, what else would you expect? It's going to...
How did he lose his regenerative powers?
I don't know. I stopped reading the series before then. I was never a huge Wolverine fan. I liked Wolverine. I got a kick out of Wolverine in a number of things. Old Man Logan was a hell of a great storyline if you ever get the opportunity to read it. It's awesome. But Wolverine was like, okay, the guy's unkillable. What can you do to him? Throw him in a vat. Okay, he comes back out. All right, shoot him in the head. No problem. He recovers. It gets kind of boring after a while. And this is what the all of Marvel Comics and DC Comics has, is they have just their characters are too big. And they get to a point where it's like, we can't kill this guy. He's too big. Everything we throw at him is just, he beats it. And then they just, the whole game becomes, let's find a bigger character to throw at him or her. Or them, or they, or it, whatever the case may be.
Is this your cookie?
No, I ate my cookie.
Oh, good.
Because if you're eating my cookies, you can't possibly have them because you got peanut butter. And I can't stand peanut butter. I have ice cream, mint chocolate chip, chewy chips ahoy. Yay! So, that is our comic book roundup for the week. That is our movie roundup for the week. I'm really not excited by any of the new movies coming out so far for the rest of the year. Nothing really is exciting me too much. Except for the third Hobbit movie.
Yeah, no joke. I mean, good God. Talk about cliffhangers.
Yeah, it's like, I am fire, I am death. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I am fire, I am death. I love that ending. And I hate that ending at the same time. It's like, that's a perfect... You sons of bitches!
Yeah, and somebody had to go and warn me of it, and then, yeah.
Hey, at least you got fair warning on it. I didn't even get that. I got that full fact, because I'm in the IMAX theater, watching the damn movie, second weekend after, watching the damn movie, da-da-da, it's like, are you bastards? I was like, great movie, great you did that, but you suck, now I have to wait a whole another year to get to watch the rest of that.
I know, and then they're supposed to sum it up in that too, right?
Well, it's not going to be that much harder to sum up. I mean, they're going to have a 3-hour movie. It's like basically, oh, he goes and destroys the city, did it, and then they kill him.
Yeah, but he's not the only one that's still around that they got to finish off too.
Yeah, but they don't actually finish him off, do they? Then you get the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So remember,
this makes sense.
Saruman and what's his face? Sauron. This is how they start, man. It's the start for them. It's the end for Smaug.
And they'll make the. It'll probably be like a cliffhanger that puts you into Lord.
No. I'm sure it's going to have just a soft, subtle. Movie end.
You think?
Yes.
Nah. I don't know.
Because that's what he did with Lord of the Rings.
But it's him. I mean...
It's him. Exactly. He likes a happy ending.
Ow. Pff. Really?
Yeah.
You're telling me this last one was a happy ending?
It's one part of a trilogy. He likes a happy ending in the third movie.
Yeah, I don't. I'm
willing to bank on it that he's going to have a happy ending in it. That there's not going to be a thrill kill cliffhanger at the end of it. I think it's going to be one of these. Oh, and the whole thing rounds up with the band of Ruggamuffins all end up back at Hobbit Home.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way that that movie and that story works.
Yeah, and see, the other thing is, I mean, you know, there's this big climactic battle scene that's going to...
Well, yeah.
I mean, because the big one in the end of Lord of the Rings was nice.
It was awesome.
Yeah. So, I really want to see how it comes together in this one. Cause...
Men versus dragon. Ah, who wins? Nobody. Everybody dies. Okay, I can work with that.
It's going to be interesting. Yes, there was a lot of dead people at the end.
Hey, that's fine. What do you expect? Tolkien liked to burn through people. Ew, you're dead. What? Okay, yeah, you're dead too. Why? What? No, you're dead. What? Who? What? No, you're dead too. He killed more people than Oliver Wendell Jones or whatever his... George R. R. Martin did. I'm telling you, man. Tolkien kills more people than Martin did. Anytime.
You know what still trips me out is that a lot of
it
this
trips
was...
you based, out?
Well, a lot of this was based on his... time in war.
Yeah. Everything that a writer writes is usually colored by their experiences.
I want to know where it came from in his war time. I mean, like, in Lord of the Rings, the...
Okay, by the way, you do know that The Hobbit was written as a bedtime story for his daughter or niece or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's not just his experiences or whatever written into The Hobbit. The Hobbit is basically just a simple story of the burglars and the dragon and winning the prize at the end of the day. Yeah. It's a very simple, basic story. But Jackson has gone and embellished it a bit with a lot of the... Oh, and by the way, there was all this other stuff going on too, but he never actually wrote about it in that book, but he wrote about it in his anecdotes about how other stuff was happening as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I'll have to see. They haven't come out with the extended versions on these two yet, have they?
Yeah, they did. There wasn't really that much more to extend on them.
Yeah, I mean, because Lord of the Rings really had, if you wanted to sit back and watch 6 hours of program.
Yes, but they'd originally designed Lord of the Rings as 3 movies. They'd originally, and that's originally 6 books. Yeah. The Hobbit is 1 book, which was originally designed to be 1 movie. And then as they went doing it, it's like, no, this movie can be 3. Actually, no, we'll start with, we think it can be 2. Wait, no, it can be 3. So I don't think there is that much of the whole extra stuff to it. Maybe another 10, 15 minutes per movie, and that's about it. I don't think there will be big extended versions. I think there'll be special editions where there's a bunch of back-end features and stuff, which I think they've released for the first one. I think I'm not sure about the second one yet. Yes, as Jack mentions, the Silmarillion was one of the Ancillary books, which had a lot of extra addendums and stuffs about what the Hobbitland world was like and for and with and doing.
Don't tell Jackson, because he'll want to do more.
Dude, I'm fine with him doing more. I actually want him to get into something else, and maybe do Robert Jordan's The Wheel of Time series. He'd probably do a good adaptation of that.
Right.
It's only like about 25 books.
Oh, shoot.
Well, maybe not quite as many as 25.
War and Peace.
Dude, have you never read Wheel of Time?
Not 25 books worth.
Any of them?
If I did, it was a long time ago.
It's actually really good. But it starts like a really, really small story of a boy finds the witch finds, hey, you're actually a powerful magician, you can do stuff. And then it goes into this, well, he basically takes over the world, and then has to fight the devil. The equivalent of the devil.
Interesting.
It's an awesome story. It's huge. It's one of those, look, it starts off with a very small tapestry, and then it goes to a huge, humongous worldscape. I've seen the same sort of thing with Terry Goodkind's series, The Pillars of Heaven. That is an awesome read. And the best thing about that is each of those books start and finish in the book. Jordan's books, after the first 3 books, got to the point where it's like, this is just one really big, long story for you, isn't it now, Robert? It's like each book leads into the next book, which leads into the next book, which leads into the next book. And it never really ends until we got to the final two books, which were co-written by somebody else after he passed away.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But it's a really good series to read. It's heavy-duty, good fantasy stuff to read. Lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Speaking of good series, you know what's coming up next, right?
I'm thinking what's coming up next is Nakamura-san.
Bless you.
Gesundheit?
Uh-huh.
Speakin' Z. I think you're probably talking about your show called Mental Pie Freedom Day.
Okay.
Or, wait, maybe Free Pie?
Yeah.
You've got a special guest again.
I do.
Some host person.
I have a 6-time Emmy Award winner.
Emmy?
Emmy.
Emmy.
Yes.
Hmm. Yes. Are they tasty?
Trophy, folks.
Are they tasty? Can you put chocolate on them?
I don't know. Maybe, well, you could dip anything in chocolate.
Yeah, but can you eat it?
If you have strong enough teeth, I don't see why not.
Okay, I guess I can eat it then. So we've got that coming up, and then after you, we've got Mental Candy.
Yes, sir.
And what I really want to stress for everybody who's in the chat room and listening to one of the many, many streaming things is not only should you go and follow me on Facebook, Badunk, facebook.com/zombiezack.zz. Not only should you follow me on Twitter, @zombiezack. Not only should you follow the After Rot page on thing, but you should also buy my book, Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct, Zombie Poetry. I'm just saying. Right? It's the After Rot show. What?
I'm glad you said that clear enough, because that could have come out wrong.
What?
I don't know, almost sounded like zombie porn that you're about to say.
There's enough zombie porn out there already, so I don't need to worry about that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So, want to thank everybody in the chat room for coming in and playing along with us. I want to thank everybody who's listening on all the many streaming things that listens to the audio and blah, blah, blah. And you can always hear us on the archives at teamzombiez.com/AR, capital letters. Or just follow us on the Facebook and stuff. And EW, I want to thank you for coming out again once again.
Yes, sir.
And then I guess we will segue out of this show and into that show.
There we go.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.